From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Moon Jae-in wraps up his five-day trip to the U.S. with a joint Seoul-Washington repatriation ceremony for war remains. Fully vaccinated people who come into contact with a COVID-19 patient won't be subject to a 14-day self-quarantine if they have no symptoms. And opposition parties seek an independent counsel into allegations that Gyeonggi Governor Lee Jae-myung handed out favors to close associates in a public property development project several years ago. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. President Moon Jae-in on Wednesday said declaring a formal end to the Korean War will offer new hope and courage to everyone wishing for peace around the world. During Seoul and Washington's joint repatriation ceremony for war remains at Hickam Air Force Base in Honolulu, Hawaii, Moon said complete peace on the Korean Peninsula is what the fallen heroes would want most. This comes after Moon, while addressing the United Nations General Assembly on Tuesday, suggested that the two Koreas, the U.S. and possibly China, jointly push for the end of war declaration to open an era of reconciliation and cooperation. The president said, based on the alliance with the U.S., which has become a comprehensive partnership of shared values, the two sides will remain steadfast in efforts to achieve the peninsula's complete denuclearization and the establishment of lasting peace. The U.S. handed over 68 sets of remains of Korean soldiers killed during the three-year conflict, while South Korea handed over 6 sets of American service members' remains. Moon will return later Thursday after wrapping up a 5-day trip to the U.S. The U.S. Department of Defense said that the United States is open to discussing a possible declaration of an end to the Korean War. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby issued the position on Wednesday when asked about South Korean President Moon Jae-in's call for a war-ending declaration in his speech at the U.N. General Assembly. The spokesperson added that the United States is also committed to diplomacy and dialogue with North Korea to achieve the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He said that the U.S. knows that this is a complex issue and it is committed to supporting the role of its diplomats in having that kind of dialogue going forward. China has expressed support for efforts to formally end the Korean War after South Korean President Moon Jae-in called for it in his speech at the UN General Assembly. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian said on Wednesday during a regular press briefing that ending the state of war and shifting to a peace regime is an important part of the political resolution of Korean Peninsula issues and universal expectations of the international community. The spokesperson added that China supports efforts for the war-ending declaration, and Beijing will continue its role as a participating country of the ceasefire agreement. The top diplomats from South Korea, the U.S., and Japan on Wednesday met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly in New York, where North Korea was a major topic of discussion. The talks were held between Foreign Minister Chung Uyeong, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Japanese Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi. Chung and Blinken also held a separate meeting. Following the back-to-back meetings, Chung affirmed that the officials discussed Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs, as well as Moon's proposal at the UN General Assembly to declare a formal end to the Korean War. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield also attended the trilateral meeting, suggesting that sending humanitarian aid to the North may also have been discussed. Foreign Minister Chung Uyeong said there is no need for South Korea to choose between the U.S. and China, and that Seoul is not being forced to do so. Chung made the remark on Wednesday during a discussion organized by the Council on Foreign Relations. When asked by CNN reporter Fareed Zakaria if there is a need for Seoul to choose one over the other, Chung also said he doesn't agree with the view that the Indo-Pacific is divided into a China bloc and non-China bloc, and that the U.S., South Korea, and Japan make up the latter. Chung then expressed hope that the U.S. and China will come to have a more stable relationship. On North Korea, Chung said there is a need to propose a compensation plan to the North with snapback provisions in order to make headway in denuclearization and to consider easing sanctions on Pyongyang. From Friday, fully vaccinated people will not have to undergo a 14-day self-quarantine after coming into close contact with a COVID-19 patient if they have no symptoms, even if the patient has a variant strain. The Korea Disease Prevention and Control Agency announced the guidelines Thursday, saying they have been adjusted by taking into account the vaccination rate and changes in the variant situation. It also took into consideration recent studies that showed the high efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines against key variants. The government had initially excluded vaccinated people who came in contact with a COVID patient from the quarantine exemption if the patient is infected with a variant like Delta. However, from now on, all fully vaccinated people will be under passive monitoring, which requires two negative PCR tests, one immediately after the contact and another 6 to 7 days later. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported 1,716 new COVID-19 cases on Thursday after the Chuseok holiday, remaining in the 1,700s for a third straight day. Eight more people died, raising the death toll to 2,427. Opposition parties jointly sought an independent counsel and a parliamentary inspection into favoritism allegations surrounding the ruling Democratic Party's leading presidential contender, Gyeonggi Governor Lee Jae-myung. On Thursday, the main opposition People Power Party and minor People's Party submitted a special prosecution bill to the National Assembly, motioned by all 107 representatives of the two parties combined. They also called for a parliamentary investigation. The special prosecution bill aims to investigate allegations of favoritism, leaked classified information, power abuse, and embezzlement surrounding the Daejeon-dong development project pursued by Songnam City when Lee was mayor in 2015. The ruling party, meanwhile, said it is not considering responding to the opposition's calls, saying the prosecution has already launched an investigation and the allegations can also be addressed by parliamentary committees. Electricity prices have been raised for the first time in about 8 years since November 2013. The government and the state-run Korea Electric Power Corporation announced on Thursday that the discount of 3 won per kilowatt hour would end from the fourth quarter. With the hike, a household using 350 kilowatt hour a month will see a rise of 1,050 won in its bills for the next 3 months. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 12.93 points or 0.41% on Thursday on fears of a possible default by China Evergrande Group, closing the day at 3,127.58. That's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.